Hello, I'm Connie Rotella, and welcome to our Triple Threat podcast. I'm super excited to begin this journey with all of you. Are you ready to put your best foot forward and show up with confidence? This tool is here to help you evolve into the artist you are meant to be. Just always remember to believe, become, and be ready. Add a new skill set or refine what you already know. So here we go.
Alexandra Spicy Landy is a Montreal choreographer dancer with over 20 years experience. She's a major player in the hip-hop dance scene here in Quebec. She's founded renowned Busta Move Festival and Even Flow Dance Company, whose mission continues to be to create, produce, and showcase inspired, authentic, and groundbreaking works, and to promote original choreographic language that is essential rooted in hip-hop. The symbolic relationship between both the language of her work and her creations constitute the essence of her artistic signature. Well, guess who I have today? I've got the beautiful Spicy with us on Industry Talk. Spicy, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to me today.
It's my pleasure, Connie. I'm so happy to have this conversation with you. We were just saying that it's been 3 years since we last seen each other.
Exactly. So the last show I saw, it was actually Spicy's creation. Yeah. And literally the day after, everything went downhill.
Everything shut down. That was the last show.
It was the last show. You made it till your last show.
Exactly. And I think that day was probably the only theater that decided to do a show that night.
It's true.
Because a lot of people had canceled their shows and their, you know, yeah. And then everything shut down after that.
I know. But let's talk about your show, because that show was just so beautiful. You literally founded this company. And, you know, doing something like that, that's pretty big. A company for dancers to come and create and to get inspired. And obviously all about the hip hop culture. How did you come up with this idea? Like, how did you even start it? And what are you doing to keep up with it?
I mean, I've always loved being in groups, right?
Yeah.
So years before I even started thinking about having a company, I used to be part of a group called Gods of Rhythm. We did stepping in Montreal. It was a very well-known group to the underground hip-hop, you know, Black community of Montreal. And we did a lot of shows. We did TV shows. We did competitions. And we were a big group who traveled together and worked together. So I always loved that dynamic of group. And I was one of the coach. So because I was a little older than the others, we were two coaches, me and Danielle. And yeah, there was something about that that always inspired me to be with people and to create and to be surrounded by other energies and through dance. I think I started being a full-time dancer teacher, choreographer around 2005. So it was only in 2015. So that was 10 years later that I decided to open a dance company.
Yeah.
Before that, I had a dance organization called Uncut Productions.
Right.
And through Uncut, I was doing a lot of things too. I was a choreographer. I was, you know, organizing BAM. I was doing all kinds of things. But then having a company really was a decision I took in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking, you know what? I want to create more work. I want to create more meaningful work. Say that as an independent choreographer, I had already done a piece in 2008 with a big gang of street dancers called Retrospect. And in that piece, we had Zig, who was a choreographer, and we had Monster Pop was a choreographer. And we had all these dancers from Montreal that was part of that show. So that was really the beginning of wanting to, you know, have a company and create work for stage.
Yeah.
And it's only in 2015 that I made the jump.
Yeah, because it's a big responsibility, because right now you got to work with these dancers every day. So what is the mission? We kind of already know what the mission is, but how do you keep these dancers trained? How do you create? How does it look like hourly during a week?
As a choreographer, as a company, you make that decision based off, or how often do you want to be in a studio? Basically, how often do you want to be in this zone of research and creation?
Mm-hmm.
It's a zone. You like, it's really a zone once you get into it. So you, once you make that decision, so back in when I started around 2005, six, I loved doing choreography. I loved dance. You know, we used to see each other back then. I used to be with Angelo. I did dance, but it was like, I loved doing other things. I loved to teach. Like, teaching was like a big passion of mine. So I loved to teach and I loved to do other things, like organize events and do stuff. So my main focus wasn't creating work for stage. So this is where the big difference is. So once you start thinking, you know what, this is what I really would like or love to do, is to have time to research and think and dream about doing work, you know, choreography and working with dancers. And once that becomes a thing, that's when you make the jump. So it is a big responsibility.
Yes.
Because in a company, we're not in a place right now in Montreal like Les Grands Ballets or Ballet Jazz de Montréal, where you can hire dancers 9 to 5 every day, you know, to work in the studio, to train in the morning. And then all of this model of company, I don't want to say it's dead, but right now it's not something that is often experienced or seen, even for me as a choreographer.
Mm-hmm.
So often it's going to be from project to project. So you're going to be asking for funding, and then once you get funding for a project, then you have periods of creation. You might have like 3 months where you're like, okay, these 3 months we're in the studio every day from 12 to 5 o'clock or 1 to 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So it's from Monday to Friday often. So this is how the flow of it is. And then you train dancers. But you got to remember, I work with street dancers and I work with hip hop and freestyle dancers.
Yeah.
So the process is completely different. It's not like you're going in like, okay, guys, this is 5, 6, 7, 8. They're looking at you sideways like, wait a minute, what are we doing here? No, I'm not doing no choreography. And it's not that they don't want to do choreography, but it's a whole other way of thinking, because I love the idea of giving them space in the work.
Right.
But I have to balance things. I have to go like, I have all these great choreographic ideas and of movement and sequences, but they're like, oh, we want to freestyle and we want to. So I have to find a middle point where they have enough space to express, but I'm still doing creation. The
directly.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's what I would say the work is at the surface, you know?
Right. So being in the zone, I liked what you said about how many hours do you have in a day to come and be in the zone? It's all about this right now. You know, we have a lot of dancers that I'm trying to bring back in studio because I'm like, but why aren't we back in studio? Why are we just doing things? We have to come back in studio and collaborate together and work together and feel each other, because that's where the magic happens. It's usually behind closed doors. Yes. That's, we have to refuel that passion. We have to work together, not that we just get together in the project and do whatever it is and then we, you know, disappear. I actually really enjoy that. And you know, Spicy, you taught at Dance 123 and you're the one that started my hip hop program, and it was so important to have so much, you know, we have mutual respect, me and you go way back, where we respect each other, we respect our evolution, we've seen each other grow, we've backed each other up. You know, how many times do I call you going, Spicy, what do I do with this? We did that. And even to the point now, Spicy, like 17 years in, I feel like the hip hop culture, that means a lot to me, because every discipline means a lot to me. No one teaches it anymore. Where's my hip hop? Like, what do I do, Spicy? Help me.
I know. And we have these, we've been having this conversation for a long time. Has never been that bad. We've talked about it for a long time, but it's never been that bad. And I think that there is a comeback to the studio. If I go back to any work that requires dancers that are trained and professional, there's a certain training and understanding of the form or the genre that you have. You can't get just by coming and doing an odd class or watching a video. You're not going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like multiple experience in a shared space with dancers, with a teacher who's sharing with you, and you doing your own research at home too, and you doing your own classes outside of that format, or, you know, getting the information outside of the studio for sure. But there's something about the training, getting the body in a space that is ready to receive a work.
Yeah.
And what's happening now is that we have, if I talk about hip hop, what's beautiful is back then we had to like force students to freestyle. We remember like it was like, yes. Everybody was so scared.
Yes.
Like, freestyle and be like, my class at the end of the class, everyone's like, oh no, Spicy, I don't think I can do it. And we used to get them to freestyle. And nowadays, a lot of the new generation have no fear when it comes to expressing a self-expression. They go in, they freestyle, they do their little, you know, dance, and whatever they know, they're throwing it on the dance floor. So that's really different from back then. Mm-hmm. The only thing is the training. So mm-hmm. the form itself, for it to have the identity that it has, and for you to be able to be a full, accomplished, in my opinion, dancer, and I think you and I, we both agree, you need to train your body. You need to train the form. You need to be in an environment that caters to that training.
Yeah.
So that after that, it gives you so much more. With that training, you could do so much.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is that it's knowing that with all those tools in your body, and also the experience of sharing with others, because you might have tools, your teacher might have tools, your teacher's learning from you, you're learning from them, you're learning from your classmates. All of this is what creates your education in dance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what gives you the baggage and the tools you need to become a professional if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
But if you don't do that, if you don't come back to, if nobody comes back to that a way of approaching dance, I think something's lost in translation. And then it doesn't transform, it doesn't transmute. Some choreographers like myself and other people will find it difficult after that to work with certain dancers because all of that knowledge is not in the body, or the understanding is not there.
So the knowledge that you were sharing in class, and that for many years, every single hip hop teacher was always mm-hmm. sharing knowledge from, you know, the raw groove bounce, you know, with little kids, teaching them what that is thing, because you would stop and teach us, you know, like it's important for us to know and be educated about this culture because, you know, it comes from somewhere and we have to respect the people that started. And you are very well respected here in Montreal. You're very well known. People love you and adore you. They love your work. And that's the kind of respect that everybody should take. Like the next generation, if you're listening and you know Spicy, first of all, do your research. I love people that do the research. It's just to respect the art form itself. Don't just jump in and say, I'm a hip hop dancer. But what is hip hop? You know, what are you doing when you say you're doing hip hop?
Exactly. So just to go back to your first question about teachers teaching hip hop and going back to class, I think there is a slow movement of teachers.
Yeah.
People who desire to teach hip hop because, well, you have always made space for that in your studios. Always, always, always. Always have made space for the of really digging into what that style is and making space for learning and training and mm-hmm. understanding. So that's not everywhere that that's catered to, right? So I think that there is a space that's being made for that approach to dance. And I think more people will start teaching again. I'm hoping that mm-hmm. more hip hop dancers from the city will start teaching again. Mm-hmm. And I think it's happening slowly.
Good.
I just wanted to tell you that.
Thank you. You're reassuring me because you know me, how I care about the next generation. Yeah. And for me, it's so important going, oh my God, how are we going to keep the hip hop culture alive if no one wants to teach it? Now in ballet for me is easy because there's so many ballet teachers because they're disciplined. They're disciplined, these ballet teachers, right? The same thing with jazz, tap, tap is not a style that is like full out, but there is. There's still a lot of masters out there. There's a lot of great teachers. But in hip hop, I'm like, oh no, we're lacking that, you know, people that love to teach and give back. Because we had really great teachers at the studio, but we still need to find
teachers.
The up and upcoming ones. But thank you for reassuring me that there is, and that it's coming back slowly, because we don't want hip hop to just move aside.
I understand. I get it. I know.
Because you know what's going to happen next? They're going to come to me and say, we want to do TikTok classes. And I'm going to look at them going, what's that?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Who even does that? So do you understand? Before we get there, we better make sure that all our styles are respected and grounded.
You know? I agree, definitely. Yeah.
And so when a dancer comes to you and auditions for you, what's the first thing you want to see?
Okay, so basically, the company's language, and yes, it is a company that's rooted in the culture and the form and the genre of hip hop and street dance, but it also has many other layers. So I would say that's the first layer that is understood, that's the aim. No matter, even if it's intention, even if there's theater, even if there's any angle that you might see in the work, has an understanding of, okay, it's part of the hip hop culture and hip hop dance. So that would be the first thing. What I'm looking for often is dancers that have open-mindedness, mm-hmm. that are open, mm-hmm. that have the right attitude. It's crazy, eh? Mm-hmm. But it always comes down to that.
Always.
Dancers with the right attitude, because having the right attitude, it's a big statement, but it only means you have space to grow, you're open to grow, you are aware of yourself and your capacities and your limitations, but you're open to it expanding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the number one thing I'm looking for. I'm looking for that open-mindedness, that willing to try, that willing to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Because the work is very vulnerable too. And any work that you do on stage will require that level of vulnerability.
Yes.
At for different reasons. So I'm looking for that. I'm looking for the open-mindedness. I'm looking for vulnerability. And then, of course, I'm looking for skills in dance. So the dancers that are part of the company right now, of different parts of the company, have trained their butt off. Like, I mean, in hip-hop, in whatever other styles they do, some of them are crumpers. They've battled across the, you know, Montreal, Canada. They've been outside of the country in international battles. They've worked, they've trained here. They've taken countless of classes and training and workshop. They are still training. So that's one thing I'm looking for too. Dancers that are always on the growing, always interested in their own growth.
Yes.
In any level. Some dancers are like, oh, I'm going to start doing tap dance. I'm like, yes, let's go. I love it.
Yeah.
This is going to learn, because learning different styles, jazz, ballet, tap, afro, whatever style you want to learn, helps you to know yourself better.
Do you know who came? Do you know which hip hop dancer came to my studio to do tap with Benny? Ooh. Oh my God, I can't remember her name.
There's a great connection happening also through Lindy Hop.
Yes. Yes, I'm noticing too.
Connecting with Lockers a lot and other street dancers, and they've been learning from each other. So that's really interesting to see that. That's really great.
I love it. It makes me so happy to see that. Yeah. And you know, when I saw your show, and I know your dancers more or less of who's been performing, because I come to each show that you produce. Passion, investment in not only their mind, the way they make us feel by watching, because sometimes they're all in their own corner. Thank you for the storytelling. I love the storytelling. Yeah. I'm a storyteller.
Yes, I know you are.
Yeah. So I look at them, I'm like, wow, they're involved in their story. Then they connect, but they're in their own world. So thank you, because that commitment is just so beautiful to watch, because you're kind of like in the awe of their world. And then how you bring all these humans together and they come together and take life. and how they respond. It's like in acting, we call it reaction reaction. So that's how I feel sometimes. It's like action reaction, and this is dance. Obviously, it's body storytelling. And I was like, wow, you captured it all through this piece that you all created together. And you use props, and you use the walls, you use the space, you use, you know, the 360, because it's not only a stage where you're looking, you know, only at the public. So it's a different kind of experience, you know, different kind of performance. It's an experience for us, the viewers, because we have a full 360 angle too, the way we're sitting. So I want to thank you for that, because it does keep us on the edge of our chair going, where are they going to go? How are they gonna feel? So obviously you direct all that little, those little details that we feel. I guess you're the one that's behind everything.
Yeah, the work is very peculiar when it comes to that. I mean, we worked a lot on the intention and theater and play. That's a thing that is important in the work. I'm always kind of nitpicking, kind of really pushing them on edge, you know, on the edge, and really trying to dig, make them dig in, just like in acting.
Yes.
Like dig in and try to really connect to an intent, a pure intention.
Yes.
Even if it's weird, even if it feels like that's not you. This is not what you would do as an individual. So that's where the work is too. Is going like, yes, that's not you, but you can do it. It's there in your body. It's a possibility. It's available to you. And it's to just show them it is available to you, because you're sensible, sensitive, and you have all these qualities in you. So working on it, working about the body, you know, talking about the body, the possibility of reaching those intentions through the body. So whether it's working with really slow movement, you know, how to break down the body, and through those slow movement, creating tension and release and tension and pulling and pushing. So there's a big work that we did to get them there. I wasn't alone. I had like Etienne Lou, who's also a popper and an actor, a really, you know, good actor. Great actor, actually. He's starting his career. He just started maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Nice. Who comes in and works with us, Pax, who you know very well.
Love her.
Works with them with the body, pushes them in terms of training their bodies and pushing their physicality. And then I have artistic counselors that come in and work with them too. But it's really in really pushing them to that edge. And every work has that angle of acting and playing and tension. So because
it's not easy to put a 1 hour company show,
because the public is coming in and it's been already 10 minutes or 15 minutes that they've been dancing.
Yes.
So it's a good 10 minutes that they've been dancing. So it is an hour, 10 to 15 minutes for them, depending.
And I want to explain to the listeners, it's because you're not sitting down and you're going to scream like the jumps and the, you know, whatever happens in hip hop that gets you wild. It's not that kind of energy and experience. You're coming in and you're watching a production, a company show. So this is like people that have worked. So you'll understand from A to Z, they're going to bring us somewhere. They're going to take us somewhere. It's not a 3-minute choreography and then there's another choreography. It's not the same thing. So this is why I want to take time to explain to you that company work is so much different than performance work. So if you want to explain the difference, Spicy, please, because, you know, like, yeah, I'm a hip hop dancer. Yes, I get it. But what Spicy is doing is something different.
Because I've done many of the different kind of performances.
Yes.
I mean, I've done the commercial work. I've done the behind the scenes video style work. I've done the stage end of year show work. All of these are all valid work for my work. They're all valid experiences because they will help you push different things, like your performance, for instance. Your energy, you know, that you might have to do in a 2-minute piece or a 3-minute piece, everything's crammed in 2-3 minutes, and you need a good cardio and a good performance. And that kind of work and training works in my work, but it's very different because the goal is very different. Through a two or three minute piece, you're looking for a certain excitement that is very short lived. On music that we all connect to, that are either pop, like sometimes it's not always pop music, but you have to create a world in 3 minutes and you have to say a statement in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, I can compare it by saying, like, by comparing, it's not a good comparison, but like, you're reading a poem that's one page and you're reading a book that's 200 pages. So the poem might take you somewhere in a very short period of time and really make you feel something really intense, because you're going to connect with certain words and the punctuation and the way that the structure of the proses are done. Like, you might feel something like really short but lived. But then a book will take you in the backyard, in the history, take you through the alleys, you know, reach that place, get to a high moment, drop, you know. And then at the end, you will have lived over days or weeks, yes, a whole story. So this, we do that in, it's like a 2 minute piece versus a 60 minute piece,
yeah,
where things are way more stretched and things are way more sat down, and you have to be kind of patient.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the difference. I think the patience and the anticipation and living an experience.
Yes.
And that's what the difference is, I think, is the living an experience through one idea that's, yeah, stretched with bodies that are very involved and very engaged, like you said earlier,
mm,
in and committed to a very specific idea and work. And
mm-hmm,
in word, for instance, we talk about isolation. So we're talking about how sometimes you're surrounded by a lot of people, but you feel alone. Or sometimes you are physically alone. There's nobody around you. And sometimes you're a group that's isolated from other people. Mm-hmm. So it's like talking about isolation and how does the body also, when we talk about isolation, maybe your shoulders will be dropped. Your head will be down a bit more when you're dancing. You know, you'll be a little more, you know, inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes if you're like, let's say, isolated and you're being pulled into a group, your body's being pulled and stretched to the group. So these are, the physicality came from thinking of the words and what they mean and what they create inside and pulling and making them visual.
Yes.
To the human eye. That's what it is, really.
Yeah.
It's like painting something. It's like saying, okay, how do I stretch? How do I make you feel the thing I feel inside, but right, see it?
Right. It's profound work. It's a very profound work. And I enjoy it because it's physically and mentally demanding because of where you have to go. So yeah, you know, performance is the adrenaline rush, but this whole thing with the company, which, you know, technically you never hear about a hip hop company. Like, if, I don't know, maybe I haven't done enough research on it, but I'm happy you started it here in Montreal, but I don't know around the world if there is such a thing of hip hop company, because it's one of the hardest style to say, hey, how do we do a 1 hour storytelling only in hip hop?
I think that it's not a new thing. I feel like there aren't many. If you think about Canada, there's just a few. Like, I think about Yvon, B-Boyism.
Yes.
So B-Boy Crazy Smooth has, yeah, a dance company, that street dance, like breaking company. And then if you think of Tentacle Tribe, they do a different approach that's mixed with contemporary, but still physically engaged in the breaking language, break dance, B-boying, breaking language. But in Europe, it's a much more known quantity. Like, this, that's something that happens way, there's a lot of companies that are European that are hip hop companies, but maybe the approach is different in the way that they construct. Sometimes it's guided towards more movement and choreography and structure and deconstruction and, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And creating effects and through our long shows. Mm-hmm. But it's not always about, something that is, yeah, maybe with that, the kind of intention that is put in the work, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Very different. Yeah,
really. So if you're talking to the hip hop culture community here, mm-hmm, in Montreal, and you have a message to give them, what would it be, in whether they're starting, whether they're in it? You know the questioning that's happening in your world. Mm-hmm. How would you answer it?
That's a very good question. Like, I try to look at what I do as applicable to all. Meaning, yes, most of my work, I think my work speaks to all people, but I think that the people that are usually either attracted or for sure participating in the work are street dancers and hip hop dancers. My question is, what do you have to say? What do you have to say? What do you want to say? Where do you feel most free? Where do you feel most challenged, but in a good way? What brings the vulnerability out of you? Like, when do you feel vulnerable? Well, vulnerability brings growth, because you were uncomfortable, but that discomfort with time became great comfort. Mm-hmm. Because you accepted it as it was, you went through it, and at the end of it, you felt great. Mm-hmm. So also not being afraid of being afraid. Totally. That's the other thing. Because a lot of times the fear is keeping us from doing a bunch of things, right? And I think that this is why I look for dancers that are open and vulnerable, because or willing to be vulnerable. It's not always easy. I have to work around it. A lot of it is also centered around them. So digging in. So yeah, my question is, how much growth are you interested in doing, not just in your dance, but as a human being with other people?
Wonderful.
What are the things, what are the dark spaces you want to bring light in?
Yeah.
See what I mean? Like, how do you want to live with other people? And it, for me, it is possible to do that through dance and to do that through a work. Mm-hmm. But you have to want to do that. And sometimes I think dancers at a certain age, they're excited. They want to do everything. They see, like, you've seen probably more than thousands of dancers by now that come to you with the big eyes.
Oh, like, yeah.
Honey, I want to be in LA, and I want to dance for, Rihanna, and, I want to be in Broadway and do this thing. Yeah. Like, you've seen it all,
Yeah, yeah.
And
I want to be on TV. I want to be in the next movie.
I want to be on America's Best Talent with my group.
Yes.
And all these things are possible. Can you believe it? If you told everyone everything you want to do, you can do it.
It's true.
You can reach anything you want, you can have.
Yeah.
I told you anything that you want, you can have. Everything has to do with your willingness to be in that space of the mind.
The mindset.
The mindset. The focus.
Yep. The discipline.
The discipline. A lot of people have this misconception that I am interested in the real hip hop, like freestyle, I'm doing battles all day. No, I'm interested in the dreamer. Like, I'm excited when dancers go in LA, like they're dancing with those big stars, or some of them are on Broadway. Like, everything is possible. Like, it's just a question of focus and desire and putting the energy at the right place, being surrounded by the right people that have the right mind and the right mentors. They're gonna give you what you need, not what you want, what you need.
Oh, thank you, Spicy. That's
where you need to go.
That's what we need today. Find your, my God, they hear it from me 100 million times. So they're used to hearing it from me. Yeah. But really, if I give you a candy today, do you think this candy that I give you today will last 100 years? Maybe not, because I'm giving it to you too fast. Yeah. I'm not the kind of candy. I don't give you something to please you overnight. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have to show and work for it, man.
Exactly. Yeah. You cannot always do the things you know you love and you know you're good at.
Yeah.
It's not viable.
No.
Get to where you're trying to go. You have to be in sometimes the boring, repetitive, you know, I thought I knew that I don't. Like, repeat again, fall, repeat, get up, repeat, fall. You need to be in that zone.
Yeah, it's like a ballerina. How many pliés do you think she's done in her life?
Exactly. Like, I don't know how many. And
I asked my oldest ballet teacher that is close to maybe 70. I go, how many pliés are you still?
Yeah.
How many pliés are you still teaching and doing and correcting? How many? You know?
Oh, my God. So it must be like, I don't know how many right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you stop counting because ballet, the first thing you learn is a plié, you know? So, you know, but all this is so valid because right now we know that you want dancers to show up to their fullest potential. So you're not going after all these freestylers or whatever. You're just open to receiving. Now you must hold auditions. Some people make it, some people don't. Do you always play around with the same dancers? Do you open up new spots for new dancers?
Most of the dancers in the company I've actually reached out to personally. From a lot, some of them I've seen them evolve. There's something that's interesting to me about them. Something I can feel, like almost a sixth sense. Mm. Like this, that person has something to say. That person is, there's something that I could help them, you know, to open up. There's something I can do to help them. So that's one of the methods. Like a lot of times I'll go to a dancer and go, can I talk to you? I'd like to just, you know, throw something at you and see,
nice,
catch it.
Yeah.
And then I do hold auditions, but it's a bit difficult because also hip hop is not institutionalized.
Yes.
So there's nowhere to go to really have a steady training that will take you straight to the professional world, like in ballet, where you could go to ballet school and then, you know, eventually become this ballerina. We don't have, in contemporary dance, it's the same thing. There is a schooling system that allows you to push after they've done years with you. Maybe they want to do more, so they're going to go to school and... But hip hop doesn't have that. So that becomes a challenge for me when I'm looking for dancers because they might have great capacity to freestyle. They might be really great dancers, but they don't carry, they're not interested in performance. Not even that they can't do it. They're not interested in going in those zones, you know, those really, I don't want to say dark zones, but like
deep
work, you know, beyond the movement.
Yeah,
and sometimes some have that performance, but their dancing is lacking. Mm-hmm. So in an audition, my experience has been like for that kind of work, it's difficult to find dancers. I will hold an audition just to give people
the opportunity,
a way to see what the work is and to try things. But often enough, it's not enough for them to really get it and to really measure up to what's required. So I've started a program called Ebb and Flowing, which is part of the name of the company. So it's Ebb and Flowing. And it's a program that I do once, a couple of times a year. We just did one back in April. And it's a whole day of different teachers. Some of the teachers are dancers in the company. Some of them are outside of the company that really teach through the methods of what Ebb and Flow does. Like the way that we approach dance.
Right.
So it's very freestyle based for, you know, for the training itself, but we try to open people's minds because that's one of the things is the open-mindedness that I was telling you about, because once you're open, anything is possible.
Yes.
If you're open and you have the right attitude, so miracles happen.
Yeah.
So we through that day, we give them exercises and ways to approach dance that are outside of what you would normally do in a class and see how they work through their, you know, but we need to do more there needs to be more of that.
Yeah. And Spicy, what I'm thinking of is because the people you touched by your teaching were lucky. You understand? So now your teaching is not out there. Before, you were teaching everywhere. So, you know, the people that you were able to educate, they keep that in mind. But now the only sad part for me, being the artistic, you know, passionate person I am, going, but what, I have so many young kids that are so good that, oh my God, you're going to fall in love with. And I'm like, this going, how do we transfer what Spicy did and put it in these kids? Because there's not a second Spicy that's out there doing this.
I feel like there's more, there's some of them that have that potential of loving to share. Like some members of the company, I'm really working on them in terms of teaching, like telling them people are ready. You know, they want to learn, you know, because sometimes also it becomes frustrating. Like that's what happened to me actually, was like, I got frustrated at teaching and not having the conversation with the dancers. Mm. It was like a one side thing. Like, come on, guys, learn the basics, do this. But it felt like I'm telling you what to do when it should be a conversation about the thing you want to do. You're here because you want to do this. Not because I want to do this. I already do this. I still get done at home. Like, I do that. Like, I dance by myself. I train by myself. I do sessions with packs. Like, I still dance. Yeah. So it's not for me. Yeah. I love it because I'm sharing some of my knowledge and I'm learning from you just being in the space. Yeah. But like, I'm here for you. So it's a conversation. Yeah. And when it's a one-way thing, it gets, over time, it gets a bit frustrating. And I think that's what happened maybe in the past. And, but I feel like there is a space for this to happen again. And
well, you're not going to teach again, are you, Spicy?
I might teach. But I don't know if I would go back to teaching regularly. No. The one thing I realized, though, I saw, like, just being out of it for a while, I see the benefits, though, of that regular teaching.
Yes.
Coming to class, because all of this is commitment.
Yes.
It's being consistent.
Of course.
It's also learning to work with other people, learning to be, you know, have the right attitude and open up to, and growing over time. Mm-hmm. So that was a really interesting revelation for me in the past years, that, you know, oh, this is what it does to teach a class and to take a class regularly. Mm-hmm. This is what it builds.
And you know, you're saying all that, these are words that we both speak, and, you know, like, I repeat it, and it's so nice to hear it sometimes, because I just love it. I stand by those words. And then, you know, I can stop tomorrow and not have a business. I don't have to have Dance 123. The thing that keeps me going is because the result of all these careers I started, right? Yeah. That's why I'm talking to you about teaching. So for me, it's like, how... Like, I mean, I've touched so many lives. I've been doing this forever. And then I look at the kids that are coming in that are so good. I'm like, how can I let them down if I don't show up to them? So I always feel like I have, this is something I need to do. I have to show up to them, because who else will, with the kind of gentle touch I have, you know? Gentle, but firm.
Yeah, super firm. Pretty firm. From what I remember, it's pretty like,
It's that way, but with a smile on my face.
With a smile on the face, yeah.
Well, because, you know, the results show. And that's what keeps me going, Spicy. But I do repeat. I always have to constantly repeat. And that's the part where I'm like, I'm getting too old for this. But then there's that little flame in me that's still there, because it's still there. Mm-hmm. So that's why I keep going. And when I see, like, I have this cute little 10-year-old, oh, she's on fire in hip hop. And I'm like, oh my God, Spicy has to see her. This is like the future, because I don't know. Cause I might have Triple Threats, but I also have the future hip hopper. So I don't know what I have. Yeah. And I want to give them.
A lot of them went through your school as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, in a way of another or another, whether they were taking class or giving classes, lots of them went through you, and you've given and opened so many doors and given so many opportunities. It's countless that we can't even count. You've helped in your career. But you know what's the most beautiful, though? One of the things that really touches me is when I see people who were in the class, who took the classes, who were really rigid, you know, regimented, like really into it and pushed. And this helped them in other careers.
I love that.
I think that's the gift.
I love that.
Right?
Oh, this yeah, yeah.
Because the dance, that's just a medium to reach you.
Yeah. Oh,
to open your heart, to make you like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be connected with yourself. It's just a way for us to go like, hey, you come into the world. You know, I'm exaggerating, but you know what I mean? Like, what do you have to say? But once you've opened that door, I just feel like anything's possible.
Like for me, it's you. Who are you? It's always like that. The base of everything is who are you? Let's not lose track of that. Let's keep building on everything, all the possibilities, you know,
definitely. Because
it doesn't only have to be dance. I'm still,
it doesn't have to be dance.
No. It's called curiosity, having the curiosity to keep evolving into the artist you want to be or the human you want to be, whatever it is.
Whatever it is. And that's the most important is, it's like we're only passing in people's lives.
Yeah.
We're not meant to stay there forever. Some of our old students or people that we've dealt with are still around, you know, growing with us but we're meant to be passing in somebody's life. Yes,
exactly.
You know, bringing in a certain étincelle, like we say in French, you know, a little spark that might spark a career in dance or a passion for dance, but might spark for something else.
Yeah.
And I see the people that have gone through dance, they are extraordinary in their fields. Mm. They're doing such amazing things. Like, and that's what's, for me, I'm just like, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Very proud, right? We're very proud mamas right now.
Very proud mamas.
But there's always been this mutual respect. I always felt this groundness when we spoke about dance, even if we don't come from the same background. But you know me, how many times did I come and do your... your class or your dance train. You know that...
Soul train.
Soul train. Oh my God, I always had fun. It's like, oh, if my sister's doing that, I would run.
Oh yeah, you did everything. Like,
I would run.
I know you would still be doing it. Like,
oh, I am still doing it, by the way.
I know you are.
I am. And the kids look at me going, you dance? Because the kids that don't know me, they're, you know, the kids that you know, they go, who's the director? You dance? I'm like, of course, that's what I do. And they're like, still with my high heels, by the way.
Yeah, that's what's funny. That's
the but best. Yeah, I liked it, you know, like just when I looked at PAX and PAX had something to share with me or you and me, you know, all the conversations that I had with so many of you, they're always meaningful. They're always so, you know, tie that tie. It's like we speak the truth. I've always had this really special connection with the hip hop culture. I can't explain it, but it's always been very close to my heart. It's been very dear. And that's why I want to respect it and keep respecting it. And you know, I always call you for advice. So,
yeah. And so do I too.
I know.
I'm lost.
That's what friends are for.
I don't know what to do.
I love it.
I don't know what to do with this, you know?
Yeah. So if you leave the listeners with something to say, what else do you have to offer them insight on?
Well, the one thing is for sure to keep dreaming and to keep those dreams are real. And you know, they are real. Like whatever it is that you feel, you know, that you think you can do, or you think you feel you have this, there's something that's telling you, I can do this. I can become that dancer. I can be that film director. I can be that theater, you know what I mean? Director, like all of these things are possible and there are ways to achieve them. Maybe not alone, but everything is possible. And through my company, also my interest is always, I know that sometimes we wear one hat. We look like we're wearing one hat, but we're actually doing so many things.
Yes.
Dance is very broad.
Yeah.
It's not only just doing choreography and it's, you know, presenting work and, you know, dancing. You know what I mean? There's so many things. There's like movement counselors. I just did a movement counseling for a theater piece that was at Théâtre La Licorne. That spent a month and a half at Théâtre La Licorne. Like there's so many ways that you can express dance. And also to know that the people that reach out, nothing happens for nothing. A little conversation you might have about the things you love, like crossing certain people in your lives that might tell you things or give you advice or maybe just sometimes bad advice. you know, that could spark something for what you truly desire. Like, mm-hmm. it's just to be open. Really, I think that's my message today. It's like, that's what I try to do myself. It's not always easy because we're overwhelmed and we're also living a real life mm-hmm. with not just love and passion and art, but actual people and life and kids. And, you know, we are also living a real life human experience. So we have to juggle with that as well. So mm-hmm. it's just to stay open, you know, have the desire to grow, whatever it is that you, how you want to grow, just have an open mind and, you know, be ready to grow.
Thank you, Spicy. It's beautiful. So if you do show up in front of Spicy, make sure you have an open mind, open heart. Show her your skill sets, because you do have to show her that, but be very open, because that's where the fun goes with Spicy. She's going to bring you in so many different places. I adore you. Thank you so much for your time, Spicy.
I adore you as well. Love you so much, honey. Thank you for having me. Thank you for this great conversation. Flawless and easy.
Yes, like it's conversation, and the honest truth is always very how do you say, important to speak for dancers. Mm-hmm. So dancers, we are here for you. Dancers, we hear you and we do believe in you. So keep going.
Keep going.
Thank you.